How's everyone doing this morning?
Close to 300 high school students affiliated with Catholic teen ministries throughout the Diocese of Buffalo came together Sunday, April 28th for an afternoon of song, prayer, and interaction. This youth rally, held at Villa Maria College in Cheektowaga, was known as Making Connections.
Making Connections, the official Catholic Diocese youth rally. First time we've had this rally back in action since, that's right, before COVID. So give everybody a big round of applause for making today happen, getting things back on track.
That was Doug Buzak, who served as the MC. The band Sharp Shack Shooters played worship music, first to get the young audience ready for the day.
Here in our hearts.
And then they provided the musical backup for the event's keynote speaker. Valimar Jansen is a renowned Christian speaker, singer, and musical composer and recording artist. She appeared on stage twice during the program. In her first session, she taught the teens the greeting Akwaba, or welcome.
Here we go. To the right, and the left, and the right.
And her songs of praise included a chance for the teens to reaffirm their Catholic faith.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, God's only begotten Son, our Lord, who was born of the Virgin Mary, suffered, died, and was buried on the third day, rose from the dead, ascended into heaven, and is now seated at the right hand of the Father, will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. Yes.
Jansen told the teens their bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit and led them in a vow that they are people of prayer.
Over my head.
She also provided a musical retelling of the story of Lazarus from the perspective of Martha, the tale of Jesus resurrecting her brother, his beloved friend, from the dead. And she pointed out parallels of Lazarus's community and the one she was facing in the auditorium.
Jesus said to the community gathered, "Roll away the stone." He told the community to roll the stone away. Look at the person next to you and say, "I am responsible for you." You are responsible for me.
You are responsible.
We are accountable to one another.
We're accountable.
Look at someone else and say, we are walking in relationship with one another.
We are walking in relationship.
So we have the responsibility to roll the stone away. Then after Jesus had called Lazarus out, he said, "Loose his bindings and let him go free." Jesus says to the community gathered, "Release the captives." Look at somebody and say, "I am responsible
to release those who are
captive."
The two side exits around the back and enjoy, and we'll reconnect in a little.
Following a pizza lunch, participants took part in breakout sessions held in the auditorium and in several classrooms nearby. When they returned from the breakout sessions, it was time for a panel Q&A discussion. One of the panelists was Sister Joanne Serrani, Director of Faith Formation at St. Vincent de Paul Parish in Niagara Falls. She took on the question, "How do you know that you are indeed going to heaven?"
We all have to try to live as close to Jesus as we can. We don't know for sure that we're going there, but we have great hope that we are going to get there. If we live a life of being close to Christ, and if we are sorry, truly sorry, for anything that we did wrong in this world, and we try to make up for that, Jesus is going to open his door one day, and he's going to say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Come into the kingdom that God has prepared for you." So there's Amen. Nothing we can know. We cannot know this for sure, but we need to put our trust and our faith in God in trying to live a good life close to Jesus.
Amen.
Father Matt Foley, president of St. Francis High School in Athol Springs, and Colleen Reedy, science teacher at St. Joseph Collegiate Institute in Kenmore, both took on the question, how difficult is it to live a chaste life?
Chastity has meant how we love freely, how we love generously, and any time where we become self-centered, it's not really love. It really is what we do to will the good for someone else. And so I think any time we become really self-centered, I think when we turn our minds and hearts back to Jesus, that really pulls us out. I think if and when you fall, the Christ is always present in the sacrament of reconciliation to help pick you up again, to let you know you're loved and lovable, and go and sin no more.
I'd also like to add, living chastely always helps when you're with community that is living the same way. If you're the only one, it's definitely hard, which is why religious live in communities, which is why there's married people. For the single people, we find community in the church. So I'm single. Greg, I'm assuming you are as well. So we just find our community with the church. So you're never meant to do anything alone. You have a group of people with you.
Panelist Greg James from St. Gregory the Great Parish in Williamsville responded to the question, why is God sometimes not really clear with what he wants from you?
You know, sometimes we might want an answer to a question, or we might want to know anything, really, like about a deep question of our faith, or just, you know, like, oh God, what are you calling me to? Or, you know, what am I supposed to do next? And
which, by the way, that question was asked a lot, too.
Okay.
So thanks for touching on
it. And, you know, it's important to remember that, you know, there's a time and a place for everything, and God lets us know the answers. And often, sometimes it's not always the easiest way to tell, but when it's the right time, and we need to grow in patience, and God often uses as a way for us to grow in patience and puts things in our lives that help us grow in different ways.
One of the more sensitive questions, and one which was submitted by multiple students, was whether LGBTQ people are bad or automatically going to hell. The panel answered, no. It was explained, they too are created by God. They, like their heterosexual counterparts, struggle. But they are loved. They are welcome to church, and they are also called to holiness.
I give you glory and praise. I give glory and praise.
Following the panel discussion, it was Valimar Jansen's second session of the day.
We will ask. What would we ask? That your will be done, O God. Not my will, but your will be done. And then all of our troubles, we just lay them at the feet of Jesus.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Peace be with you.
And with your spirit.
Bishop Michael Fisher was in attendance throughout the day, listening in on Jansen's sessions and observing the other activities. He then led in the celebration of Mass.
It's a great joy and blessing to be with you, as also I welcome many of my brother priests and deacons as we gather around the Lord's table where we meet the Lord in a most precious way, where we are encountering the very presence of God in our midst.
But Bishop Fisher left it to Father Foley to deliver the homily. The gospel reading from John recalled Jesus Christ's teaching to his disciples that he is the vine and they are the branches, and that his Father separates the branches which do not bear fruit while pruning good branches so they may flourish. And how do today's teens better flourish spiritually?
Maybe today what we know is maybe what we need to figure out. What we need to maybe invite Jesus to do is to do some pruning. To do a little trimming, to cut back a little in our lives, those areas where maybe Jesus' light needs to grow, maybe where we need to grow a little bit in our friendship with Jesus.
I am the vine remaining in me.
At the conclusion of the Mass, which wrapped up the day's events, Bishop Fisher thanked those who organized the gathering and those who participated. He spoke of the teens leaving the event changed.
The Holy Father has been very clear as he speaks about the youth when he says that, and I think I shared this yesterday with our altar servers, he says that you are not the church of the future only. You are the church of the present, and we need you.
Father Brian Zielinski, Vicar for Renewal and Development for the Diocese, also offered words of gratitude, pointing out that this day's gathering was in response to what local Catholic youth wanted.
This is the result of you,
The youth that went to NCYC in November on that tired bus ride home said, Buffalo needs an uplift of the Holy Spirit, and amen. Did we get it?
Amen.
Father Brian was referring to the National Catholic Youth Conference, which is held each year. Last November, it was held in Indianapolis. This fall, it's scheduled to be held in Long Beach, California. For Western New York Catholic Audio, I'm Michael Mrosiak.